بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable brothers, friends in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we draw close to the last ashara and the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, it's time for us that we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pick up our hands earnestly and beg and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And really, brothers, if we look at what's happening around the world, especially in Gaza at the moment, it's time we pick up our hands and we say, Ya Rabb, laka alhamd wa laka shukr. And someone has to ask you, what you thanking Allah for? I really don't know what I'm thanking Allah for. There's so much I have to thank, I don't have that list completed. But Ya Allah, for everything that I know and I don't even know also. If we have to walk the corridors of the hospital, perhaps we will come to realize the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are enjoying that we didn't even know about. Amazing. Very quickly we discuss, when we speak about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, famously quoted, we all know the ayah, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. But if we have to just dissect this word and this phrase, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling onto the ummah to say, O Ummah Muslimah, if you have to try and count the bounty of Allah, you will never be able to count it. But there is one stick in front of me. Is it possible for me to tell you, brothers, count the stick? Mulana, there's only one. Brothers, count the mic. There's only one. You can't count that which is singular. You can only count that which is multiple. The word that's used is singular. Ni'mah. We know it. Ni'mah is wahid. Singular, one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling upon us to say, your one bounty, go and count it. How do I count one Allah? It's one. I only have one nose. How do I count one? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the ummah, me and you, and all and sundry, that behind every single bounty of Allah, you are enjoying thousands of more bounties. The amount of bounties you are enjoying, you don't even know yourself. Person is sick, he's got some problem with the eye, and the detaching of the retina. Any one of us woke up in the morning, took some drops to ensure that the retina of the eye stays in place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of it. Naturally, the blood is getting purified. Some people have to go twice or thrice to the hospital a week just to purify the blood to start again. What are we doing? We do nothing. The system automatically just continues. Miraculous system. That insan, we walk, we eat, we sleep. And these are only the limited bounties we talk that we enjoy as individuals. But if we look into the collective world, what's happening in Gaza, how much, brothers, do we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we ever have any reason if there is load shedding or if there is an electrical fault and those samosas cannot be fried to ever complain? Or to come home and to find that the badam milk is cold and complain about it? Or to wake up in the morning and something is not ready? We don't have any right to complain when we look at what's happening around the world and what people are enduring. What challenges they are going through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua, salallahu al-afiyah. We continue making dua, ya Allah, keep us with afiyah. Keep us with safety and security. Do not test us, we are not on that caliber and level to be tested. Like you are testing some of your very special servants. Allah is testing some of His... The blood of a shaheed never ever drops in vain. The blood of a shaheed never ever drops in vain. According to statistics, for the last 18 months, the increase of people that are embracing the deen of Islam in Europe is substantial. They can't believe it. Somewhere else, someone is losing life. In another country, Allah is giving life to iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really appreciating the sacrifices of those people and granting and spreading the winds of hidayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. We don't ask to be tested. But let's... The last 10 days. These last 10 days are to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipation, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, free my neck. Protect me, protect my children from the fire of Jahannam. We know to stand outside while we are fasting, especially today, to stand outside. No person will be able to manage from now till Asr Salah. We'll never manage. That's too long. Forget about that. Even 1 hour will be too long to stand in the sun. Did we ever give it a thought? What's going to happen to us on the day of Qiyamah? What's going to happen to us? One pious person, he was 60 years of age. Amongst the pious, 60 years of age. His incident is recorded. So he gave it a thought when he turned 60. He said, let me just do a rough calculation. How many days have I been enjoying the bounties of Allah? So the number of days went in the thousands. Tens of thousands it went into. And then he thought to himself, from the time I came of age, from the time I was addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the obligatory commands and I became of age, if I have to calculate those number of days, it came to approximately 14,000 or something. And he asked himself, he's addressing himself, he says, what if you sinned and you made one guna, only one a day? He's addressing himself to say, by today you would have done 14,000 guna. He got so scared, he made tawbah and he fell down. He passed away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these opportunities in the last ashara. Mulana Chuhan gives a very beautiful example. He says, generally in the month of Ramadan, a lot of people are eating and drinking rather badam milk. So that badam milk, is his person will pour it into his cup and he's drinking that almond milk or that badam milk. And what happens is, he's drinking milk at the beginning. But the badam and the almond cup. And that last sip is all the nutritions. All that which is wholesome for you is sitting right at the bottom of the cup. You see, similar is the month of Ramadan. Allah has kept all the nutrients packed in the last 10 days of Ramadan. All waiting for us. Every sip we take now, 21st night tonight, 23rd night, Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali used to say, 5 divine flights are taken off. Which one is going direct to the court of Allah? Pata nahi, we don't know. Just board every one of them. Inshallah, you'll reach your destination. and simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Alhamdulillah. See brothers, now we are in a masjid. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's no more just a facility for salah. Now it's masjid. It's known as the house of Allah. Now it's the house of Allah. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the only people to inhabit, to frequent the house of Allah are those that have iman. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّجُلِ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّجُلْ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. When you see a person frequenting the masjid, you bear witness that he is a believer and he's got genuine iman. So we have such a great opportunity now in the last 10 days when programs will be held throughout the 10 days, especially on the odd nights, to ensure that we spend as much time as possible in the masjid. As much time, that's a token of iman. It's a sign that we have iman if we're sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and join in all the programs. One is a normal person, a stranger. He enjoys rights upon me. I have to make salam with him. I have to respond to his salam. If he sneezes, I have to respond. If he passes away, I should attend his janazah. If he requires anything, I should see to his needs. That's a stranger. But the moment that stranger becomes my neighbor, now Nabi Sam said, "Mazala Jibrilu yusini biljar hatta vanantu annahu thayubarrisuhu." That Jibril alayhi salam came and he exhorted me. He says, thy neighbor, your neighbor, look after him, look after him. So much Jibreel alayhi salam emphasized the right of the neighbor, I thought he would become my heir. He may just be part of my wirathat and my inheritance. Why? The stranger became my neighbor, he enjoys more rights. And that stranger, if he is my father, now he is the key to Jannah. He's not an ordinary person. Now I can't even tell him, uff. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا uff. So what do we see? The only thing we see is a nisbah changing, a relationship. An ordinary person becomes the neighbor, now the rights increase. A stranger becomes your brother or father, now rights increase. Now you have to be careful of that relationship that you enjoy with that person. One was just a facility for salah. We used to come, alhamdulillah. But now it's the house of Allah. It enjoys a direct relationship with Allah. That we call it masjid, baytullah, the house of Allah, the masjid of Allah. Because of that relationship, brothers, let's respect the relationship and ensure that 5 times we are here in the masjid for salah, inshaAllah. Because it enjoys rights upon us. We have very great responsibility that this facility now takes off now. Alhamdulillah, programs do take place, masjid is getting full, alhamdulillah. But we are responsible for the person who is not coming to the masjid. We are responsible for the person who doesn't know about the facility, he doesn't know about the masjid. To bring him and to ensure that we are all in the masjid all the time, because this is the sign of iman. And especially in the last 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity that these 21st, 23rd, 24th, 27th, 29th, one brother passed away in the month of Ramadan in Durban. So we asked the family members, what's the secret that he got death? Alhamdulillah, a lot of people passing away in Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. But we have to make dua, ya Allah, grant us good deaths. Grant us deaths also in the month of Ramadan. Grant us Mubarak death. Imagine a lady from South Africa going to Makkah Mukarramah on an odd night, 21st, she passes away. The best place.
Subhanallah. Now, we don't know where's going to be our mouth. But anyway, the lesson. This person passed away in the month of Ramadan in South Africa, in Durban. So we asked the relatives, what's the secret? There has to be something. Tell us, what's that secret? So the one son is saying, I don't know, not too sure. Other son says, we'll think about it. But why Ramadan? We'll think about it. We can't really get that link. Subhanallah, after a few days, then the one son is saying, Simulana, we thought about it. My mother told me, the night the announcement is made that tonight is Ramadan, the new kurta comes out from the cupboard to say, Ramadan has started. Ramadan has started. He'll hug all the children. He say, Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan. Ramadan, be careful. Be careful. Don't ever sin. He will comfort the Taraweeh Salah. Not 29th night khatam. Not 27th night khatam. The first night of Taraweeh, he will sit right behind the Hufaz. When it's all over, he hugs each one of them. He says, Mubarak Hafiz Saab, Mubarak Hafiz Saab. It's the month of Ramadan. Allah give you the health and the strength to complete the khatam for me, because I'm not Hafiz. So what do we see? Just the element of respect for the month of Ramadan, Allah gave him more than Ramadan. He respected. He says, this is the month of Allah. This is the best month of the calendar. Respect for the month, Allah gave him out. If we go for Umrah, ensure we respect the blessedness of Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara. When we come to the house, respect the fact, I'm in the masjid. I don't do anything wrong. I don't do that which is not becoming of me as a believer in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I read the Quran with total etiquette, Ya Allah, this is your kalam. My phone can ring. It can be the most important call, even if it be the president of the country. But I am reading the speech of the King of Kings. Leave that call one side. If you respect the speech of Allah, perhaps your mouth will be while you're reading the speech of Allah. If you respect the house of Allah, perhaps your mouth will be in the house of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we respect all of these amenities, facilities, and aspects of deen that we are all enjoying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that are sick, grant them complete shifa. Those that are ill, grant them the ability to maximize in the month of Ramadan. And us in the month of Ramadan, especially in these last 10 nights, one of these nights, wallahu alam, from the odd nights, whether it's 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, one of them would be Laylatul Qadr. We don't know which one. So we exert ourselves on each of these odd nights, inshallah. We come to the masjid and we do something more. And there's one thing we need to be careful. If I am here in the house of Allah till Sari time, or till 3 o'clock, or till 12 o'clock, let me never ever look down at the person who reads 2 rakats for 5 minutes and leaves the place. Never ever do that. You don't know the power of his ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not looking at quantity. He's looking at quality. Yes, we have to exert ourselves. But be careful of looking down on anyone, any servant of Allah. In the books, there is one incident of a butcher. This butcherman, he had evil intentions with a certain girl. And he went up to her one day. He found her in a secluded area. And he wanted to advance on her. And she says, excuse me, as much as you love me, I love you more than that. So he got shocked. He says, wow, I mean, this is a two-way game here. She's on for it. He says, but your Allah loves you more and he's watching you. He said, my Allah is watching me. Immediately he made tawbah, he turned around and he started, he's walking in another direction. He says, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. He's walking away. As he walks, he's in a deserted area. in the open jungle, and suddenly he's feeling very thirsty in a very hot day. So he looks around and there's no water. And he sees one person, and this person is the messenger of a Nabi of the time. So he says, excuse me, can you give me some water? He says, see, I don't have any water. But listen, what we can do is me and you, we make dua, Allah will give the water. He says, see, you don't know me, you make dua, I'll say ameen. He says, no, don't worry about that, you make dua. The sinner is telling the messenger, no, you make dua. So eventually the messenger picks up his hand, he starts making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, and the sinner is saying ameen. The cloud comes, it covers both of them on a very hot day. As they are walking, he says, see, if Allah sends rain, He'll send rain. But at least we got cloud cover. Let's go to a place where there is water. So they come to an area. As they come to this area, the messenger says, excuse me, brother, please forgive me. It's time for me. I have to return back to the Nabi of the time. You continue. He says, and the cloud? He says, you continue walking. The cloud followed the man who was the sinner. The messenger turns around, he says, excuse me, brother. We made dua, I made dua, you said ameen, cloud came, but now when we part ways, the cloud follows you and not me. Perhaps you're more pious than me. So he says, not at all, I don't have any stripes to my name, haven't done anything. He says, no, tell me there has to be some deed. He says, nothing, I can't find it, I'm actually making tawbah. He says, okay, tell me the incident of the tawbah. And he relates the entire incident of the tawbah. The messenger tells him, the messenger of the Nabi of the time tells him, he says, the message from the Nabi of the time, the message from the Nabi of the time is that your tawbah is most beloved to Allah. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now wants to bless you. So all we require is just say, Ya Rabbi, make tawbah, astaghfirullah, Ya Allah, forgive me for whatever I did in the past. Ya Allah, ablut, erase whatever I have done. That's all it's required for us to become the beloved of Allah. And Mulaynu Patel rahmatullah alayhi, his phrase was so beautiful. He says, no sin is too big to be forgiven, and no deed is too small to be recorded. No person can say, my sin is too big. Mm-mm. This is the time to bring the biggest of sins, because Allahu Akbar, Allah is bigger than all sins. And He can erase everything. Alhamdulillah, those brothers that are sitting for their itikaf, let us see where we can make khidmah, we can come to the masjid, we can be here also for the programs, Allah accept them. And whoever has some intention, and it's not too late, because this is the first time i'tikaf will be taking place in this masjid. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man sanna sunnah hasana, that person who starts a good sunnah, he gets the reward of his practice and whoever follows him after him. So inshallah, whoever is going to be following after this, the reward will be for the original brothers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we here also we spend some time, you know, on a Saturday, Sunday, whenever we have time, we come and we do some amal. It just creates an environment, makes it easier for the brothers that are in i'tikaf. These brothers actually are the special invitees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given them permission and visa. You are allowed to stay in my house extra hours. You can stay in my house. And they are actually the delegation of the ummah. We are sending a delegation to Allah. This delegation is actually in the house of Allah, beseeching Allah. And Allah is going to listen to them, like how Allah is going to listen to all of us. But these are special people. So all of us, especially now, let us make special dua for the people of Gaza. Brothers, what's happening now? It's frustration. Like they don't know what to do, and you just hit and you do whatever you need to do. It's frustration now. We really, you know, to even speak about it, how much have we spoken about it? The speakers are speaking. The talkers are talking. And those that are tearing. But we have to continue doing something. You can't carry on talking. Don't carry on looking at those stats. Don't worry whether it was 600 children or 700 children. Don't worry about stats. The numbers are going to continue. Those numbers will turn. But our a'mal have to turn that decree now, that it becomes khair, that the situation becomes victory for them, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept those that are in Masjid al-Aqsa, remove any difficulties, accept the ibadah, protect Haramain Sharifain, and accept all our ibadat in the month of Ramadan. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.